Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, you guys, to On the Rocks with Ash and Kiki. I'm Kiki.
I'm Ash.
And we got a lot of stuff to cover.
Chill.
It's been a while.
It's been a while since I could hold my head.
All right, that's right. You better finish it. Finish it.
Everything I can remember.
Is he still married to Avril?
You know, I never knew that.
Yeah, they got married.
Oh my gosh, she really did marry a skater boy.
She did. She did.
He was a skater boy. She said, see you later. But wow, I think that's like four musical references, and we haven't even been 30 seconds.
We haven't even hit the surface yet.
Wow. I feel like that's, you know, when an icon does what an icon does.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you call an icon living?
What?
How are you?
Whew, I'm maintaining. It's like on one hand, things are amazing. But on the other hand, like, you know, life is still lifing. And I'm just walking the tightrope.
It's a tightrope.
Between me and you.
But I don't know. Pull on my cigarettes.
Ooh, we kept it all away for you. In the words of Miss Jan, it's kind of like you don't know what you're doing. And I'm like, oh, Miss Jan, I like you.
Kinda.
Like, nah, sis, you don't know what the fuck she doing.
I'm doing well. I'm just gonna send out the rest in pieces that we've missed since our absence. Rest in peace to Betty White. Thank you for being a friend.
Literally.
Rest in peace to Sydney Poitier.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
Rest in peace to Bob Saget.
Oh my God. Whew. Talk about a punch to the gut, bro.
Rest in peace to Andre Leon Talley. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace to Mr. Mouglier.
Oh, yes. Jesus Christ. We really do got some obituaries, bro.
We do.
Yeah, man.
That's all I've got so far. I mean, not that I would want to add on anymore. It's yeah.
Right.
Yeah. 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 Any shout-outs before we get started?
Not really a shout-out. I do have, like, one more tribute, but I think it kind of ties into my on that note, so I'll save it for that.
Alrighty. Yeah. Just shout out to the listeners for hanging out with us. I think this is our first episode of the new year.
It is on the last day of the longest month of the year.
It is. Oh, January's over.
Black History like Month January tomorrow. January flew from the 1st to the 15th, and then on the 16th, it was like, girl, we ain't got nothing but space.
Bruh, I looked up and it was Black History Month.
Right.
And before you ugly-ass racists get out of motherfucking hand, Black History Month isn't just 28 days, bitch. It's every motherfucking day. Don't get it twisted in this bitch.
Jumbo ho.
Period. Anyway. Period. Let's move on to some topics. I limited it to 10, but, you know, feel free to throw on anything you want to throw on, honey. Let's start with the big news of the day.
Congratulations!
After months of speculation and months of hiding behind large leather coats that were zipped up to her trachea.
And FUBUs. That she Rihanna probably got from her baby daddy.
Has gone public with the fact that ASAP Seeley has impregnated her. First of all, congratulations to Rihanna and Rihanna only. I wish
Thank you
half a happy, safe, and healthy pregnancy. Nothing for Gretchen Seeley.
congratulations to the baby for having Rihanna as a mom. You know, life's not all roses.
That's winning.
Yeah, it's not all coming up daisies, but honey, you got a good start.
Yeah. Congratulations, Rihanna. Twitter was hilarious today when the news broke. I was chuckling at my desk. And it was terrible because my boss just came back from working remote. And I was like, I can't keep laughing like this. Every tweet was hilarious. Thoughts? Do you have any comments?
Like you said, congratulations to Rihanna and the heir apparent only.
Right.
And the dude was like, why did he do it? I'm like, let me tell you something, bro. ASAP Rocky, you are on thin motherfucking ice. Let me tell you something. If that appointment for prenatal care is at 8 o'clock, your ass better be warming up the car at 7:01. I don't care if she has a driver. You better be, matter of fact, carry her on your back to the appointment. Okay, if she wakes up at 2:57 in the morning and says she wants a beef patty, you better go start growing the wheat to make the flour, to make the form for the patty. You better start breeding the cows to make for the beef to go inside the patty. If she says she wants ice, you better ask her if she wants it cubed, crushed, or shaved. Do not fucking play with us, ASAP Rocky, because you already got 3 strikes. But since, and like as many people on Twitter pointed out, the dick don't even hit like that. So it really seems like she actually likes him for his personality, and that's just disgusting to me. But you know, that's not my thing. But ASAP, you better do like the. I better not see shit about you. I better not see no blind items on Gossip in the City, no blind items on Des Moines. Your ass bet not touch the Shade Room. You bet not touch Neighborhood Talk, Baller Alert. I don't want to see shit about you other than you being a model baby father. You got that shit, Seely? You got it? Because we will snatch you by your braids and then give them to the baby as toys when they were born. Stop
what's
playing.
What's left of them?
What's left of them? I hope he experiences hair loss and not her.
I get a co-parenting vibe, like they're friends. I don't really see a romantic relationship. I don't know why. I just don't see it.
No, I get it, because I'm just like, how is that possible? Like,
right.
We went from a billionaire, fine ass Saudi, you know, and you know, here we are with bitch, I'm a mother. No drama.
You could have had any sperm in the world. But you know, Beyonce, Cardi B, these are the choices they make.
And this is why I say this idea that men that men like have to make such strides and have to be such pivotal upstanding citizens to be worthy of love from women is bullshit. They literally get to just exist, and they are blessed with things like the fertilized eggs of Rihanna. Like, what the fuck?
Speaking of eggs, Nick Cannon is expecting his 8th child.
Chop it off. Somebody.
I feel like every time we record an episode, there is a new Nick Cannon baby on the way.
That's very accurate.
it probably, if I go back and look, there probably is a Nick Cannon announcement.
At least for the past 4. At least for the past 4 pickings, I know it.
I have no words. Yeah. You know? What else can we say at this point?
I want for someone to pull a Leanne Toovey and tell Nick Cannon, if you get another woman pregnant, we will crawl into the car, drive to your house, and chop your penis off.
Like, I don't understand.
Is it like, I don't understand, like, what exactly? And then I think the part that was the most jarring about it was to just bury a child, what, less than 2 months ago? Like,
has it even been 2 months?
That's the thing. I was being generous, to be honest. I was being generous. I think maybe it's been a month and a half. But
people laugh at me when I say this, but I tell y'all that John Stamos episode of SVU,
mm-hmm.
It is a mental illness. I believe Future has it. Nick Cannon has it.
Mm-hmm.
Old Dirty Bastard son, he probably has it.
Lil Durk.
Girl, who is that nigga who be going to jail, the NBA young boy?
Girl, that is the biggest of them all. Like, something is seriously the mall is open, but nobody is shopping at DTLR. Like, it's just, it's not, I don't understand it.
especially when he was actually free and out on tour. He was impregnating people like on tour.
It was literally like he was, it's like he had a t-shirt cannon gun, but instead of t-shirts, he was shooting out sperm.
Speaking of shooting out sperm, and maybe we will have a baby announcement. Juliet, Kanye West has been seen around Paris, seen around the world with his newest conquest, concubine.
Been Julia around Fox. The world tonight, yeah, yeah. I can't find my baby, and I don't know why. I don't know why.
Wearing his best pair of shrimp and boots.
He looks like Bubba.
Girl, every time I see him, I think of SpongeBob. Julia Fox and Kanye West. Do you have any comments on there? I can't call it a relationship.
Julia, you know I never make a fool of ya. Julia, girl, you said it yourself. You've betted billionaires. You have really like done the damn thing. Oh, not only just as a, you know, as a girlfriend, but as a woman individually, you have been doing the damn thing. I checked your IMDb, sis. I've checked your Wikipedia. So I don't understand why you downgraded to Kanye. I don't care if he has so-called $1 billion. Kanye is a downgrade because what the fuck, sis? What do y'all talk about? Like, what do y'all have in common? Like, what? I just... I want Julia to run. I want her to run as fast as she can.
I want her to get a baby out of this. I said it.
Oh, I don't want her tied to that shit.
She already got one ain't shit baby daddy. She wouldn't mind. Oh, she got one. Change. She got one baby girl. She, yeah, it's a long story.
Who's her first ain't shit baby father?
He's not famous, so it's not really important.
Oh, okay, well, there's that.
But she did blast his ass for being a deadbeat.
Well, she's finna add to the roster.
Cute like, baby. The baby just turned one.
Like, Julia, do you really want another child's father? Like, not even that, but do you want one that 2 months before the sweet babe's birthday, he says, you know what? I want to take the baby to Jackson Hole, Wyoming and do a circle of life ceremony. And you say, okay, so you go on about your business. Then the day you throw the sweet babe at the party, he telling everybody that you won't let him come to the party. Do you want that? I hate him so much because it's just like, bro, just like go away. Like, seriously, go somewhere. Just be quiet. Listen to the earth. If you claim you love Jesus, listen for the Lord. How about that? Listen
and take Khloe Kardashian with you because apparently she didn't know that Tristan will be a father again.
She didn't know. I'm killing it with again, the music references.
Every time we do a joint podcast, there's another child, this time from Tristan.
You know what? That is, not even a joint child. Is Tristan always doing some shit? Like, he's, in the words of the iconic Miss Diana Williams, week after week, you wonder why your ass don't date. Tristan, you wonder why we don't take our foot off your necks. It is a shame that more people know you for being an ain't shit Jamaican nigga than they do your mediocre ass basketball career. Like, that is sad.
You know, betrayal rarely ever comes from your enemies. Baby, that's why it's called betrayal, because it's literally coming from your enemy. That's why your enemies are your enemies, because your enemies betray you. You fucking idiot. How are you so rich? You have the world at your fingertips, but you are literally so dumb. Online.
You're making me cry.
She is so fucking stupid. I just betrayal, like, it barely, it rarely ever comes from your enemies. Babe, that's literally the definition of betrayal.
Somebody give Kris Jenner a raise because them churn got her running ragged.
You see, Kylie had her little baby and sat the fuck down. Mm-hmm. She didn't need no more of that smoke, mm-hmm. thanks to Travis Scott.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for them all to just take a leave of absence from mm-hmm. social media. Mm-hmm. Just go away. Take a year off somewhere.
I'm still crying at your
betrayal. Betrayal. Really kind.
Oh,
your enemies.
Oh, Jesus, have mercy, Holy Ghost.
Just give Courtney and Travis the show they deserve and let's get on with it. Ooh. I don't know what the fuck Kim is doing with that pale little monster.
With that cadaver.
Ed, and Eddie.
Oh, my God.
Oh, speaking Lord. Of cadavers.
Transition.
So, Drake, recently a rumor that I believe made its rounds on social media. Allegedly, Drake was having coitus with a young woman.
As he's known to do.
But this time he was using protection, allegedly.
Good for him.
You know, it only takes one illegitimate child.
That we know of.
The young lady, they used a condom. He disposed of it. He came out the bathroom. The young lady went to go retrieve the condom and place it inside of her vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And she noticed that her vagina was on fire because Drake had allegedly placed hot sauce in the condom to kill the sperm. Do you believe this story, yes or no?
I don't believe it.
You don't?
I don't believe it because there's no way that I would see red liquid in a condom and say, ooh, let me insert this into my vagina. Because for me, I'm thinking, A, if number one, and then also like that, just no. And because why, if you saw bloody sperm, what would make you say, it doesn't matter, it's bloody sperm from Drake? Like, girl, that could be a venereal disease. Like, what? So it's like the fact
that's a coin.
Yeah, so it's just, it's hard for me to believe that like she saw red stuff in a condom and she was like, yeah, that's gonna be what I use to turkey baste myself. Number two, I don't believe it's real because you see, like, the idea that you actually did something that like set up a chain of events for you to endure something fucked up and you act like you're the victim in this. Sis, if he's saying that he did that to kill the sperm, obviously he don't want to get trapped or have no more children. You doing that proves that you are, that's nasty work. Like the Twitter children say, that's nasty work, ma'am. So yeah, I just feel like A, no one would, like common sense wouldn't have like really, I know common sense ain't that common, but I refuse to believe that A, common sense evaded that young woman, and then B, that she would be willing to take that L and then broadcast it. I do not believe it. However, stranger things have happened. Plus, Mercury is in Gatorade, so the strangest things be happening.
I believe it because he acknowledged it. And I feel like where there's smoke, there's fire. Like, if it was so ludicrous and out of the realm of possibility, as rich as you are, as famous as you are, you would have never acknowledged it.
You know he's a drama queen.
Yeah, of course.
You know Aubrey is a stunt queen.
Right, and he acknowledged it as stunt queens do. So, yeah, I believe the rumor. Because unlike you, I believe that common sense does not exist in this type of situation. People will do anything for money.
They will.
And let me just reiterate, money is not the root of all evil.
The love of money.
It's the love of money.
It's in the text. It's in the text. Ooh, child, you read your Bible, girl. I like that. I like that.
Y'all don't hear me,
though. Kiara reads the Bible, y'all. Okay. Even
people who don't read.
She reads the text.
Tasha K recently lost a, what, 3-year battle against Cardi B for slander and defamation of character. I have no sympathy for you.
Absolutely
clearly there's
not.
Something wrong with you, but it's a good win for Cardi. Hearing what she had to go through and the mental effects it had on her psyche, especially while and after giving birth to her second child, she already has to deal with Offset's cheating ass and the legal ramifications of that. We ain't forgot.
Mm-hmm.
There are really some evil, if you dedicate time out of your day to spread false information about people stupidly on a public platform for the entire world to see and then admit that you knew the information was false. Under oath in a court of law, you deserve all the terrible things that are going to happen to you.
And then proceed to lie and say the transcripts that y'all heard weren't really the right transcripts. How is that possible? Is there like another circuit court in Atlanta with a judge? And the crazy thing about it is, I know for a fact that shit is legitimate because I know the judge.
She knows the judge, people.
Like, why? Like, girl, I just feel like if we look up a picture in the dictionary, or if we look up the definition of delusional, we'll see like the definition, and then for a visual aid, Tasha K's picture will be there, because the way she has convinced herself that this is just going to make her more popular, but also the way that she's convinced herself that she has a chance in hell of appealing this and winning.
It's no just, chance. That's what you got.
It's very sad to watch, because like I've never seen real delusion like that, like in live time. Like, that is very weird. And like, you know, all in the name of not wanting to be wrong, because at the end of the day, the name of the game, you know, as y'all know, and for those who don't, Kiki has her degree from the journalism school of University of South Carolina.
Sure do.
Okay. And you know, while I don't have the degree from there, I have a cognate from the journalism school. And I remember in my mass media law class that there's something called libel, and there's a little something called slander. Shout out to Jay Bender. I don't have the mug because I didn't take that class from him, thank you Lord. But the whole point of the case was to prove that libel and slander happened. It was not to prove that Cardi has had a beef with you. It was not to prove that Cardi has had beef with other people. It was to prove that what you did broke the law. And that was proven 10 times over. More importantly, do you know how bad you have to be as a lawyer to be reprimanded on record during the case? Do you know how bad that is? Like, you know what? Tasha K, girl, go with God. Go with God. Get right with God. How about that? Get right with God and do it now. What's up? Mess.
Amen. Are you looking forward to the Super Bowl?
No. I mean, I'm rooting for the Bengals, but also, well, and that's another thing. I'm rooting for the Bengals because, you know, Joe Burrow, get the gag. But then also to see that Odell Beckham Jr. went from being trashed by Baker Mayfield and basically his dad having to make sure he had his back to now seeing Odell Beckham Jr. go to the Super Bowl, I also want that for him. So it's like, I'm not really looking forward to it because, like, dang, these are two teams that I actually feel like I want good things for them. And then also, you know, the Super Bowl halftime show, it didn't blow my pants off or it didn't blow my skirt up. So, and I hardly even look forward to the commercials anymore. So it's just, it's another day.
I'm looking forward because my team didn't make it to the playoffs. So now I have two teams that I have no affiliation with, so you get to get drunk and actually not be stressed the whole time you're watching the Super Bowl. So it's a win for me.
I'll go do that anyway.
Regardless of who wins, shout out to Bay Burrow. Shout out to the Rams coach, who is fine as hell. He's bite-sized, but he is fine as hell. I've been watching him for the past 3 years, and I googled your wife and everything. I'm very happy that, well, no, I can't say that because my brother might be listening. But you know what, Jimmy G, continue being on brand. Corapolito. Aaron Rodgers, rotten hell. Tom Brady, you still okay with me, boo? That's a whack king right there. the Saints, I hope y'all get it the fuck together.
Child, they can never get it together.
I have no ill will towards the Cowboys fans. I mean, y'all almost had it. Still a great season. It's but not y'all will enough. Not see the Super Bowl until Jerry Jones is dead. That's just a Fendi fact. Shout out to the Buffalo Bills. Shout out to Josh Allen. You deserve better.
Oh, girl. I was so heartbroken for him. I was so heartbroken.
Not somebody DMing me. So are you a Bills fan now? Now that Patriots aren't going to Super Bowl? No. No.
Absolutely.
Don't I be ridiculous. Stand Josh Allen, but I will not. Is there any other team I liked this season? The Panthers. Cam is never going to be it. And the sooner y'all realize that, the better off we will be.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't check to see what the new Washington football team name is, but the fact that it's been so hard for y'all not to be racist, I couldn't be bothered.
Has it come out yet?
There's rumors on what it is, but I haven't felt the need to look.
Oh, okay. I was like, I ain't heard nothing about it. And if I haven't heard, I ain't heard Lamp say nothing about it either. So I was just like, I think they forgot.
That's fine, too. shout out to David Ortiz, Big Poppy.
Poppy!
For getting into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Barry Bonds still probably will never be in there. That's unfortunate.
Shit crazy to me. Shit crazy.
That's crazy, bro.
That shit crazy. Because just like if I had a doubt, like if we really taking names on who's been using, like, interesting. Okay.
Everybody uses in baseball, though. Like, that's always been a thing.
Hell yeah. There's like, no why crying in baseball, but there sure is some shooting up.
Oh, I also meant to say Travis Kelce. Congratulations that you'll be sitting on the couch. Patrick Mahomes, I felt bad for you, but then I didn't. You and your annoying ass wife.
And that annoying ass brother. Oh my God.
You know, I was going to mention the brother, but I see a lot of homophobia going on with him. Well, not with him, but towards him.
Okay. I was like, wait, he's a homophobe? Like, what?
No, girl. He's one of the girls, allegedly.
Okay.
And, you know, some of y'all fans be doing way too much. Yes, they are annoying.
Yes.
I hope his wife can sit the fuck down. Never mind. I can't say that. That's not nice.
Say it!
I was gonna say, she's ugly as hell.
Child.
I'm trying to be nice.
Trying to be nice.
Britney Spears has been loading the chopper lately.
Bruh. Jamie Lynn, if you cause this second season of Sweet Magnolias to tank, bitch, you better count your days. Because
what does she have to do with Sweet Mag? Is she on there?
Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, she plays the mistress. That's the funny part. So she already played an unlikable character.
I'll leave that alone. I won't touch that one.
Mm. Ooh, I know you see me standing here.
Oh, gosh. Anyway,
today.
I just wanted to send a shout out to Britney Spears and keep your fingers pressed on that keyboard, sis.
Keep your head up.
The next topic is really TV, but we can delve into it because I haven't watched it yet. Did you watch the Janet Jackson documentary?
Not yet in its entirety. I've seen like bits and pieces.
Okay, bits and bites.
Mm-hmm. Bits and bites. Tapas, if you will. I've seen the tapas of it.
Has anything stood out for you so far?
I was laughing. I've always heard siblings talk about, like, if you irritated with your parent, you call your sibling, you're like, let me tell you what your mother did, or let me tell you about your father. Janet was talking to Randy about something, which, tangent, I love Randy and Janet's dynamic. It's just like, he lives to troll her, and she lives to troll him, but I can tell that them two right there, them is thick, they are thick as thieves. Like, I can tell, like, I don't know, it's just, I've been enjoying watching their dynamic. But, what was it? Janet was asking something, and Randy was like, well, you know, your father, he worked at the steel mill, and your father, and I was like, bruh, Randy, please stop. Like, we get it, Randy. We get it. Your father, like, we get it. So that was funny. I didn't really know much about Janet's second husband, the Rene Elizondo. I never really knew much about him, but he was kind of a, not creep, but like, he was just, it seems like he was kind of addicted to not the fame, but just he, it's just the way he spoke to her. Yeah, clout chase, and the way he just spoke to her, and the way he kind of got in her head and made her feel like she was inadequate, that really pissed me off, because she is literally the Janet Demita Jo fucking Jackson. Like, how dare you? So that was interesting. And then to also find out he's best friends with AJ McLean. AJ, I expected better from you. Like, like, sir, I can't be big upping you and telling people that you were who really deserved all the things of Backstreet Boys, and that's who you friends with?
Looking back on the things I've done. Okay. Ballads. They gave you ballads.
The shape of my... Okay.
When I was a teenager, I used to say the shape of my cock.
I'm not surprised at all. So there's that. What was it? Oh yeah, the other thing that and it wasn't so much as it was shocking in the documentary. It was a shocking thing that people didn't know about. I didn't realize that people didn't know that Jermaine cheated on Janet. Like, I thought everybody knew that. And I thought everybody knew that Confessions wasn't so much about Usher, but it was about Jermaine Dupri. I thought everybody knew that.
I think we knew it was about him. We just didn't know it was referencing him cheating on Janet.
Yeah, so I didn't know it was referencing him cheating on Janet, but I had,
right.
I knew that it was Jermaine cheating. It never lined up to me that was the timeline, that those two things were happening at the same time. But I always knew it's like, okay, y'all thinking that this is Usher. That, like, yeah, him and Chili had their thing, but that's not what this is. So there was that. My mom and I were talking about the Super Bowl incident, and my mom, like, acknowledges years later, she was like, I truly did not know what the big deal was. And she straight up said, she was like, I didn't really think it was that big a deal, and I didn't realize until hearing it years later that her career really suffered like that. Because she was like, to me, I still saw her in movies, I still saw her on magazines, I still heard her music. So I didn't realize that she had taken the hit. And so, we talked about that. And, yeah, that whatever NDA that third husband had her sign, airtight.
The baby daddy?
Yes. The baby father.
The baby father.
The baby father.
That's another situation. Like, I feel like they went into a co-parenting. Like, let me hold your sperm.
Mm-hmm. Let me hold
I haven't watched, but from what I've seen, I only have one thing to say. Fuck Justin Timberlake. I'm glad you are above the drama and you're at a place of forgiveness, but it's fuck JT for me.
All the girls on the body, shaking that body, looking at them, looking at it, and best friends are right. Guess we're gonna have to ride tonight.
Still appreciate his music and his, you know, black scent and his black music, but it was kind of over once he tried to slander Prince.
Yeah.
Like, how dare you?
Yeah, I just...
Stay in your Caucasian lane with your messy-ass cornrows.
I'm just going to have to restrict him to my vanilla wafer playlist, and that'll be that.
That'll be that. Any other topics before we take a break?
I don't think so, no.
Do you have any comment on Megan and Party possibly being apart?
Megan, girl... Stay, if that is true, stay single for a while, because, like, sis, like, these niggas are not keeping it pee. They are not keeping it pee, honey.
Oh, God.
As the youngins say. But no, like, if that is true, Megan, girl, I want you to go on a cleanse. I want you to go on a TikToks, okay? Like, stay away from them niggas. And also stay away from them studs, because people be thinking, oh my God, I'm so sick of niggas, so I'm gonna get me a stud. Girl, the studs are 10 times worse. It's just, their actions are just as bad. It just means that their dicks are plastic, okay?
Would,
like,
she
stay
be
away.
Into studs?
I feel like Megan would be into a stud. I feel like she would. Oh. Like, I feel like Megan would, I feel like a stud's been, actually, no, I feel like, And, you know, maybe this is getting into a little bit much Jada Fire territory, but I get the vibe
God.
Shut up. I'm sorry. Who is your person?
Nobody. I have no one.
That's
don't watch
what
the
I thought.
Porn. I'm delivered.
That's what I thought. But also, now that you mention it, Meg very much gives me femme on femme vibes. So she might like her lipstick. So yeah, Meg, stay away from them lipstick lesbians too before you be on some Ruby Rose shit and being like, I don't even want you to think about another bitch. So yeah, if that is true, I want Meg to detox from the romantic entanglements. Go celebrate. Clear your mind. All that stuff. So yeah, if that's true.
Maybe prepare for a world tour if the world acts right again.
Yeah. Yeah, she can open for Beyonce if Beyonce ever goes on tour again. Yeah.
Beyonce can't stand us. She's done with us.
Oh, child. I don't blame her. Have y'all seen us?
Her manager, Blue Ivy, has not approved that, so we're not even going to get our hopes up.
Blue said, you don't have something on your... Don't you have something to be doing?
Exactly. Get to work. Y'all talk about Joe Jackson.
Ciao. Ciao.
Let's take our first break and we will be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
We're black.
All right, let's talk about TV because I feel like there is so much black television on right now.
Oh, girl.
How can you not find something to watch? First and foremost, Courtney Kemp. Take my money. Take my motherfucking money, bitch.
Take my money.
She needs a Netflix deal immediately.
Right.
I mean, just solid.
Excuse me.
If I had the bandwidth to review Power for the podcast, I wish I could, but I don't.
Child.
Just the writing is tight. It's crisp. They have a little bit of slip-ups, but it's like it's TV, so I can ignore it. But the fact that you have took one of the most hated characters from Stars, which is Tariq St. Patrick, and turned him into a protagonist. Hats off, bitch.
Ciao.
I am rooting for this little murderer. I can't believe it.
A regular Theon motherfucking Greyjoy. Like, my God.
Have you been watching Power or any of the spinoffs?
I have not. So I watched the first season, or would that be considered the first season or like the first part of the first season? I'm not sure.
The first part of the first season, because it's a spinoff.
Okay, so yeah. So when it came back from that hiatus after Raising Kanan, I hadn't been catching up with the episodes. So I was like, oh, okay, I'll just, wait till everything, like all the episodes come out. But I've been like keeping up with what the timeline's been saying. And I will say this, Diana said, that's what the motherfuck you talk. That ain't your aunt, it's your mother. Whoa, bitch.
I ain't the only one who's fucking somebody.
I ain't the only one who's fucking someone. And then I was laughing because at the clip, what's the dad's name? Lorenzo?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, we raised you better than that. And I'm like, y'all are fucking drug dealers. Y'all are murderous, cheating, thieving, luciferous, whatever. Like, y'all are terrible people. But because she fucked a nigga who also happens to be the child of a drug dealer, she, like, y'all raised her better than that? Really? Like, y'all are not June and whatever the dad name is, Cleaver. Like, really? I cannot.
It's so good. The season finale is coming up this Sunday, and then Tommy's spinoff starts the week after that.
Yep. I think I might watch Tommy's spinoff as it happens, and that might be because Jamar reminded me, because Jamar was out of all the spinoffs, Tommy's spinoff was the one he was like, I can't miss that one. So I'm excited to see that.
Lorenz Tate still has his spinoff coming. They haven't really said much about it, but he's supposed to.
Child, I'm shocked he ain't dead yet.
Well, yeah.
Wishful thinking, I guess. The character, y'all. The character, not
yeah,
own.
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
I just realized he's Councilman Tate, but also his last name is Tate. Wow, that's crazy, bro.
And then his brother is Officer Tate.
Shit brazy, bro. Shit brazy.
And then there's Method Man and Red Man. They play brothers. Just a moment of silence for the thickness.
I know. We've been talking about meteor. Meteor.
I'm not even a meteor.
I know that thing heavy. I know that thing. Woof, like a hammer.
Okay, let's sanitize it back. Let's hold back. Dry off over there. I haven't been watching. I haven't got a chance to catch up on Abbott Elementary, but are you watching?
Oh my God. I love Abbott Elementary. I love it. I love it.
I'm glad that you love it. I'm going to wait until the first season is done and then I'm going to catch up.
Okay.
But from the clips I see, all the clips I've seen are funny as fuck. And I just can't wait.
I just fucking love it so much. Like, it gives me what I need. Because, like, I'm one of those people, I love The Office. I didn't like Parks and Recreation. So, like, but then also I loved Modern Family. So, documentary style, like, sitcoms, I enjoy those. So, I love Abbott Elementary because, A, black people, B, Kinta Brunson is fucking phenomenal. Like, she's hilarious. But also, it's just like the content, it's sharp, it's witty. But also, it's just like, bro, what the fuck do teachers be going through? Y'all need to pay them all the money. Abbott Elementary is really good. I love it.
Have I ever told you that my childhood dream was to be a teacher?
I feel like you've told me that before. And I remember, matter of fact, yeah, because I was like, what?
Yes, I wanted to be a teacher.
Because didn't you say,
the child, I was a little girl, I wanted to be a teacher.
Are you my friend whose mom bought them a desk, or?
I had a chalkboard in class. Okay. Years.
Okay, because I have several friends who, like, wanted to be teachers when they were little, so their parents brought them stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's hilarious, because seeing you as a teacher, wow.
Definitely not today. I'd be in jail.
Yeah, I feel like knowing Kiki that I know now, but also knowing the Kiki that I knew when I was in college, I feel like Kiki would have made it 1 year, and then she would have been on like a. And matter of fact, I feel like Kiki wouldn't have taught like middle school. Kiki would have taught high school, so she'd have been like, "Look, I'm only but so much older than you. We can really step outside and get to getting. Sit the fuck down. The lunch bell will eventually ring. Like, shut up."
So I said, fuck them kids in front of a man who had children. And he laughed. He was like, that's the first time I've ever heard somebody say that. I said, it's how I feel. Well, fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids.
We hadn't recorded since Insecure went off the air.
Like, oh my God, we haven't.
Like, I have to speak to my clients. Give me a brief, detailed explanation of your feelings regarding the series finale.
Kiki said that because she knows I'm long-winded. That's hilarious.
Yeah, girl. Yeah. I mean, you could still record a whole episode on it.
Absolutely
girl,
not. Absolutely not. It was not. It's not worth a whole episode. Good for them. Like, good for them, I guess. Like, whoo, child. Molly girl, my heart breaks, but also good for you, sis. And Issa. Okay. Choices. Cool. Choices.
I hated the series finale.
Kelly. I will say that justice for Kelly.
Justice for Kelly. I hated the series finale. I did not care for the last season. Everything felt rushed. I felt like the past 4 or 5 years of character development just was not given a proper ending.
Whoosh. Down the journey.
Because we devoted time into all of these characters, even the ones we hated.
Mm-hmm.
There was this narrative being floated around because we all hated the fact that Issa kind of settled for Lawrence and she had to be a stepmother. And it kind of bothered me that people thought we hated the fact that Issa was a stepmother. Like, ooh, bonus mom, ew. That wasn't the case.
Yeah, I didn't hate that. And then more, also, as I have said plenty of times before, I didn't mind the idea of Issa and Lawrence finding their way back to each other because I saw the separate journeys that they took since they parted ways. So Issa and Lawrence never really bothered me. If anything, I'd have been high-key pissed if she ended up with Nathan's fuck ass. I would have burnt everything down to a crisp.
I didn't like that either. I feel like we built up to a great development with Nathan and Issa, and then it was like, let's just scratch that and create imaginary problems.
It was like, haha, that's funny.
And then we didn't even get like, so Nathan, are you okay mentally? Like, are you still seeking treatment? Like, you're just gone off the deep end. Okay, all right. See you a year later. But back to what I was saying about the stepmom narrative, that's, I feel like that was not the reason why the general masses hated that ending. It was the fact that the baby was a dumb plot line. Like, for me, that's what it was. Condola and the baby, that was just unnecessary and very
convalescence.
Calabasas. It was just unnecessary, and I wanted more for Issa, and I would have been fine if we didn't know that she and Lawrence got back together. I liked that it was all about her not being insecure anymore and not seeing Mirror Bitch in the mirror. But yeah, when I saw that baby, I was like, baby's still here, huh? But yeah, I was disappointed by it, but I've let it go.
Yeah, like I said, I don't even, as fucked up as it sounds, I don't think about it.
I don't want a continuation. I don't want a movie. I don't want any of that.
I feel like that's what they're leaning and setting up towards. So I feel like it's inevitable. The question is, how will it be received by the masses?
Nah, that's okay.
Next!
Shout out to Kelly, though. Kelly, who all of a sudden wanted to have children.
Life is about pivoting.
Letting it go. Are you watching Ladies Who List on OWN?
I have not been home the past 3 Fridays, so I've been missing it. So
there's this invention called the D. Stay with me now. It's called the DVR.
What?
You can record your shows when they come on live and
I know you lying. I know you fucking lying to me. Well, next, you're gonna tell me that they slice bread and they put mayonnaise in the jar, girl. You fucking lying to me. But nah. And that's the thing, the episodes are all sitting, like, if I had a dollar for all of the TV I'm behind on, I could pay my cable bill.
Oh my God, you have cable?
Yes.
You're a real adult.
Yeah, I live with a movie / sports / cartoon nerd, so every single time he talks about getting rid of the cable, I'm like, you know you ain't gonna do that shit. He's like, you right, I'm not.
I only brought it up because it's so easy to compare it to Selling Tampa and how it is eons, the storyline, the cast, the actual selling of homes.
Yeah, so I've seen the first episode, so like when like within the first like 5 minutes, I was like, okay, so the parallels do not exist. Like, okay, you got two black shows. Woo, okay. But like very different concepts. Also, people have to understand Selling Tampa is about one single brokerage. Ladies Who List is covering several avenues of the real estate game, which I think is cool because seeing it from, okay, this is the broker side, this is the agent side, this is the lawyer side, like, good for them. So I liked that. While I have not been watching the episodes in entirety, I've been keeping my ear to the social media streets.
To the streets.
And it sounds like it's been quite what is it? I guess like the first episode, everybody thought things would go a certain way, and then we're on about, I think, episode 4 going on to episode 5. And from what I hear, things are a little bit different now. So, you know, but also good for them. And I've seen Kiana Watson in person, and she is really that pretty in person.
Does she look like a little chocolate bar?
She is fucking gorgeous. As the TikTok boy said, Gorgina. She is gorgeous. Like, I saw her at, what is it, the hookah bar? It's not a hookah. Well, yeah, it's a restaurant, but it's also a hookah bar. I saw her at a restaurant called Pasha or Pasha. And when she said, excuse me, because she was, her and also her husband is fine as hell and tall as hell. And I'm like, oh, girl, you did that. Things you did that. But yeah, I just heard someone say, excuse me. And I turned and there she was. Gorgeous. Like a lot of these IG girls with the filters and the yassification and all that. It's very hard to tell, you know, what is actually theirs and what is not. Homegirl's face card will never decline. She is gorgeous. Just in person. She also smelled like richness. Like she smelled like a billionaire. Like she smelled like the Chrysler building. She just smelled expensive.
And that bob.
Girl.
Edna Mode who?
Let me tell y'all something. Kiana Watson is a bad bitch. She has a hairstylist on standby whose sole job, like, literally the girl is on salary to just drop whatever she's doing. Like, Keanu will say, I think I want a bob. And then, like, 3 days later, like, you know what? I think I want, like, 30 inches. And the girl, you want to turn to bob? For the bob? Like, literally, homegirl has a hairstylist on salary to keep up with whatever changes she wants with her hair. Love it. I really have been enjoying watching Keanu. It's been cool.
It's great seeing beautiful Black women actually do their jobs.
Talk about it. It's interesting. Keanu and Crystal actually, like, and this is not a slight to the Tampa girls, but like,
it's not a slight to the Tampa girls, but just to the overall production of the show. I think that have too. A lot to improve upon season two. Yes. I'm not going to pull a DJ Envy on y'all, but I just want y'all to watch, learn, and listen.
No one ever wants to pull a waffle-colored Envy on anyone. But I say that it might be a little bit different for me because also I am local to them. So, like those people, they're listing stuff that I know about. And I want to say Crystal and Keanu were just in on a really big deal. Apparently there's this new thing called micro cottages, and they're like the founding members.
That is the bread and butter of Charleston right now.
Oh wow.
Especially out in the country, like Wadmalaw and James Island.
Oh girl.
And they have some downtown that you can rent for like a weekend.
Wow. Well, yeah, they have a micro cottage community set up in College Park or South Fulton, I believe, and it is fully like Black everything. There was a Black contractor, there was a Black land developer, the brokers that is handling it is a Black owned brokerage, the realtors who have been handling the selling of it Black, and then of course Crystal, who is a mortgage attorney, she has been handling the financing, the lender, all it's Black owned completely.
Now let's do that for the homeless people.
Yeah, and that's my thing, like, if y'all, and you know what, well, maybe one day I'll tell y'all about the experiences and the things I have seen with the houseless community and population in Atlanta. Child.
Terrible.
Terrible. But yeah.
Have you caught the Lizzie McGuire spinoff called How I Met Your Father?
I've only seen episodes 1 and 2, but I loved it.
I loved it. 10s across the board.
I keep hearing people say, oh my God, it's too much like the original. And I'm like, bro, let us
Is that have not things. The fucking point?
Thank you. I'm like, let people have things. And I'm like, please remember, we didn't get our Lizzie McGuire spinoff because somebody shat the bed on that. So this is the closest we're gonna get.
And Francia, what's her name?
Francia Reza, I think.
The girl who gave Selena Gomez her kidney.
And they're not even friends no more.
Man, when are you finally going to age? Like, you have looked the same age for the past 2 decades.
Her, Kyla Pratt, there's another person who every time I see him, I'm
Beyonce's
like...
Beyonce's stepsister.
Bianca fucking Lawson. Like, Jesus Christ, bro. Like, what the
Hillary,
hell?
Hillary, you too. Hillary still looks great.
Okay, Hillary looks phenomenal. Oh, girl.
I really wanted her and that Black man to make it work, but I hope, what's his face comes back. But yeah, I'm going to catch up on that's an episode that's like my comfort show. Like, I have to be in bed with all my pillows and then I turn that on.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. The first two episodes I saw, I really enjoyed it.
I am going to review in just like that. I thought it was over, but it's not over. I think this week will be the season finale.
Yep.
So I need to review 4 episodes. Oh, any quick thoughts that you have about And Just Like That? Do you hate it like the general masses on Twitter hate it?
I don't hate it.
That's great.
I just think there's room for improvement in all things. There's room for improvement.
These past 2 episodes, there's hella room for improvement.
And I know it sounds like terrible to say, but I truly would not mind a spinoff with each of these. I want a Seema spinoff because Seema, I like her. I want a Nia Wallace and LTW spinoff because I would like to see LTW
Nia and her husband.
Bruh.
I'm going to talk about it later.
Bruh, shit is really like hurting my heart. But like, yeah, like I said, I don't hate it. It's just kind of, and then plus, I don't know. It's just like I had made peace with the fact that it is a truly different show. And I think a lot of the people who hate it cannot get past the fact that it was not meant to be a Sex and the City reboot. It's a revival?
Continuation.
Yeah, continuation, whatever. Either way, I just, you know, I have a little bit more grace for it. And I think that's because I just love the franchise slash series slash universe as a whole.
If Courtney Kent was writing this, everybody would have a spinoff.
Yeah. Even Lily and Rock would have spinoffs.
Lily is a fucking... I can't. I thought Rock was the one I'd have to keep my eye on, but no, it's you, Lily.
Lily has given me 2 episodes in a row. Lily has made me be like, girl, you, like, this is why teenagers scare me, because, girl, what the fuck are you on?
But yeah, guys, I'll probably record that this week. Have you caught up with Drag Race? Drag Race season 14, I believe, just premiered.
I haven't watched Drag Race in like 4 seasons. I'm so behind. I'm so behind.
It's okay. Let's move on to the land of Bravo and Andy Cohen.
Hoochie lay.
Before I curse motherfuckers out.
I heard you was looking for me. Bitch, here I go.
Shout out to Cash Doll. She gave birth to a baby boy, I believe.
I know. Did you see her croc heels?
I just saw the floor length for a coat. And I was like, go ahead. Go ahead. Do it.
Because I'm a mother.
Portia Williams.
No.
Portia's Family Matters.
Absolutely not.
First and only season.
Mm-hmm.
And things were exposed. People were exposed. Did you watch the big brawl that happened between Portia, her cousin Storm, Dennis, and Dennis's mother, and Storm's mother, and the production team, and Simon?
I'm done. Okay. IG highlights? Yes.
What did you think?
A hot mess. A hot motherfucking mess.
Did you see Portia as an aggressor, or is she just a victim of all the miscommunication?
I'd say an instigator.
Ooh. It's when I saw Portia pick up a boom mic, pick up a bowl, a plate, silverware. Yeah, this show was a bad look, and Portia, your ass could have just stayed and taken your lumps from Kenya and company.
Right, or just, in the words of Jill Scott, or maybe we could just be silent. Like, literally, you could have disappeared into the oblivion and spent that African man's money. You could have just done that.
I don't even know what to say about Simon. I think he's a scammer.
Literally no one on that show is it. The only person on that show is who's innocent is, I think her name is Aunt Helen. What's the aunt name?
Aunt Gina, I think. Is not it Gina?
No, what's the aunt name who Simon was like, as I know you, Jose.
I can't remember her name. Aunt Liz.
He was like, I know you, Hosea Williams' daughter, but she's Hosea Williams' granddaughter. And I was like, bitch, do you understand how family hierarchy works?
I think she was Hosea Williams' sister, and he was speaking to her, Aunt Liz.
Oh, yeah. Aunt Liz is Hosea Williams', like, the actual, like, the Hosea, she's his daughter. So that
his daughter.
Yeah. So Hosea Williams Jr. is Portia's dad, which was Liz's brother.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Aunt Liz is the only person I acknowledge in this show. Dennis is full of shit. That assistant is full of shit. Them cousins, that sister is full of shit. Mama Diane, she is an enabler. Mama Gina, while like this idea that just because her son cheated, you know, well, she was still mean to me. No, Mama Gina, you are a terrible person. Simon is a terrible person. Portia's like I said, the only person who is innocent is Aunt Liz. That's it.
And baby PJ.
I got my eye on PJ. PJ looked like she bad as hell.
Yeah, Portia, this show was a bad look.
Terrible.
You stopped your coin to be with this man and do your shows, so I hope it works out for you, sis.
I hope you have a very good, solid accountant and investment banker. I hope that you have some more properties that you have not disclosed. And, you know, I hope you got a lot of rainy day funds, babe, because
I'm going to give you this right here. Real Housewives of Miami. I haven't caught up since the past two episodes.
I'm two episodes behind.
Wasting money on Peacock. I'm not even watching it.
I'm two episodes behind on Miami too.
I'm definitely gonna watch in time for the reunion because they just filmed the reunion last week.
Oh yeah, girl. Oh yeah.
And unlike Salt Lake City, they actually understood the assignment on how to dress. So yeah. Miami, Larsa, you're a mess.
Girl, I don't understand why Larsa's there. Like, I don't even know
why she's there.
Like, literally, okay, girl, you divorced, great. Go live your newest divorcee life. Why do we have to be involved?
Let's talk about Salt Lake City.
Ooh, girl.
Bravo just now recently released one of its cast members, Jenny Nguyen.
Jenny!
After discovering days before that she had some deleted Facebook posts that were very racist and anti-Black and encouraged police brutality.
Mm-hmm.
Fans pointed this out almost immediately, and Bravo took this slow motherfucking time to acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
But they finally, thanks for giving us crumbs, Bravo and Andy Cohen, finally announced that although they did not agree with her posts or that her thoughts did not reflect their thoughts as a network, that they will be releasing her and firing her. Comments, questions, concerns?
Child, Bravo. This might be a sign of the end, because if y'all don't really revamp your vetting strategy, and it's like you said that Tommy said in your Ready to Love recap, quality over quantity. Quality over quantity. We don't need 80 million housewives. We don't need 8 housewives in a franchise. If you could find us a solid 5 housewives, maybe even 4. If you can find us 4 or 5 solid housewives and maybe at least 2 supporting B-roll, B-list, like friends of the show, we can be good. We can build on that. There is no reason why y'all should be so hard-pressed for talent that y'all are just skimping over looking into the facts of these people's lives. Like, that is crazy to me. And then more importantly, to kind of just like pick and choose who you immediately want to chastise and who you want to, like, you know, delay the punishment for, please do better. Otherwise, just, it's only going to get worse from here. It's only going downhill from here. Honestly, truly.
I know Ramona Singer's resignation better be announced within the next, I'll give y'all 2 weeks.
If we get to another season of Real Housewives of New York and Ramona is still there, I want Andy's head on a platter. I'm talking John the Baptist style, because there is no reason why all these other people have been released and Ramona is still sitting there. Like, why is she still here? Why? Especially after that ultimate girls trip foolishness.
Time's out for this shit. Like, it's just not fucking acceptable anymore. You know who your base viewership is.
Mm-hmm.
You know who your highest rated franchise is. It comes from a cast of Black women. Like, this is not acceptable any motherfucking more. And the fact that y'all took y'all slow ass time to acknowledge it, and I understand that there are, it's like a certain protocol that has to happen.
Protocols be damned.
Like, y'all wanted her to film so that you could have cast reactions.
Ooh,
I know that
mess.
Under contract, if you are employed as a housewife, air quote, you are not allowed to slander your co-star on social media. That violates your contract. You're not allowed to name them by name. That's why we get so much subtle shade and all this inconspicuous childish shit on social media. Like, they talk, you know, they can't name names, obviously. Mm-hmm. They're not allowed to speak. You're just not allowed to slander your co-star.
Yeah.
I understand that. But the fact that y'all waited, goddamn, it seems like a full 7 business days and then some. It's fucking unacceptable and it's really disgusting. And I wish nothing but luck to the OWN network as Monique goes over there and does her love and marriage spinoff. Carlos King, you know, I've made my peace with you.
That's going to be hot.
A hot mess. Carlos King, I hope you took what you learned from Bravo and I hope you triplify it over on that network because I'm sick and tired of this shit from Bravo. When Kenya wore a headdress, within less than 24 hours,
y'all
had her scrubbed from the episode. Y'all had all her scenes of her wearing that episode scrubbed. Mm-hmm. Y'all had her issue out a statement immediately. But immediately. It's like y'all fucking pick and choose when to respond to racist actions. And it's disgusting and it's fucking gross.
Absolutely. And it's time out for that shit. Because like at this point, there are too many examples of y'all doing it the wrong way. For y'all to continue doing it the wrong way and be like, bear with us, we're learning.
No, we don't have time for that shit no more.
The training wheels are off, bitch. The training wheels should be off. You should be on a 10 speed at this point.
You guys claim to understand and sympathize with Black Lives Matters, and we're on the forefront of putting that on our TV screens, even though your fucking fan base is toxic, racist. Mm-hmm. Like, come on. Come on. There's no motherfucking excuse.
Mess.
Blech. Sick of it. Any other TV or movies you'd like to mention? Besides Ready to Love, I mean, do you have any first impressions of the new season? Have you watched?
I haven't watched, but I listened to your recap, and that's the most important thing.
Thank you so much.
I can't wait to watch, so I can finally. I want to watch so that way when I roast P.O., I have all my facts straight because just based off of what I heard. I'm gonna drag him by the collar.
Rip that bitch apart.
Because who the fuck do you think you are?
I mean, I will say, I will commend OWN for listening to the viewers and shooting out another season as
they had no choice. They had no choice.
They said, We heard y'all. It's coming up next week.
They said, okay. They said, okay. All right.
I heard, okay, I learned.
Oh my gosh.
Any other shows or movies?
I don't think I have any movies. I think we had, did we? I'm trying to remember if we had recorded before I saw Spider-Man No Way Home.
I think you were going to go see it the last time we saw it.
Okay.
The last time we spoke.
Yeah. The Spider-Man movie, Chef's Kiss. Spoiler alert. Tobey Maguire, you look fucking good.
That's my Spider-Man.
Good. Andrew Garfield, I would sit on it. Okay. Spider-Man was really good. Oh, Euphoria. I know you don't watch Euphoria, but...
No, go ahead.
Euphoria. I'm not going to get into, like, the nitty-gritty of the details. I will say, number one, this is a Fezco stan account. I love Fez. Also, this is
Mac Miller.
Yes! Oh, my God, I love him. This is also an ashtray stan account because I've never seen someone choose violence but be right when they choose violence all the time. Ashtray. You my kind of little kid. Also, I've never seen a white child named Joanna. I've never heard of a white child named Joanna. And apparently, he just does this. He does this acting shit for shits and giggles. So good for him. May he have a long, prosperous career. But yeah, Fez stan account.
Aside from Zendaya, are there any black people on that show?
Yeah,
as main characters?
No.
Okay.
Well, no, I don't think he's a main character. I feel like he's a supporting cast. Fez stan account, ashtray. Most importantly, above all else, the amount of people who do not realize that gal is higher than giraffe pussy is beyond me. And for the behind the scenes component, Sam Levinson is a degenerate, and it is very fucking weird that he is trying this subliminal way of punishing Barbie Ferreira. It's just very strange to watch. And also, Cal Jacobs, what the fuck? So yeah, that's what I have on Euphoria.
I hear Degrassi's coming back with a reboot
to
HBO Max.
Oh yeah, I know I can make it through.
Be the best.
Be the best I can. Hear what I say. Okay.
Whatever it takes.
See, you keep going. Sorry. Euphoria. I've talked about Euphoria. I think that's all. Oh yeah, Grand Crew on NBC is actually pretty funny. I do. Also, I love Nicole Byer. I'll watch anything she's on except Nailed It and Wipeout.
Damn. Oh, Keenan has his show on NBC, right?
Yep. Jamar actually likes that show, which is shocking because Jamar doesn't like anything happy. He's just like, hey, whatever. I don't think there are any. Oh yeah, like I said, Sweet Magnolias is coming back on Friday. I'm very excited to see that.
I have to watch the Kristen Bell, the woman in the window across from the street, in front of women having sex with her boyfriend.
I did not realize that that was actually a parody because based on the trailer, I was like, oh, okay, like she's on some addict shit, so this could be cool. But yeah, apparently it's a parody, so I'll probably watch it. But yeah, I don't think I have anything else TV wise.
Whatever it takes. Movie wise, I can make it through. That terrible movie with Michael Ealy and Hilary Swank is now streaming on HBO Max.
Absolutely.
Called Fatal. You guys should go watch it.
Absolutely not.
There is a movie with Jenny Ortega and little Maddie Ziegler.
The trailer made me cry. Oh,
well,
my gosh.
Good thing you watched the trailer so you could have been prepared. I didn't.
Oh, no!
I had no idea what the movie was going to be about, and I was shook. 4 stars across the board. Shout out to Jenny Ortega. Yes, girl. I was, like, clutching my pearls the first 13 minutes. I thought it was going to be a nice little YA drama. No, ma'am.
Girl! Oh, wait! I do have TV. Sorry, y'all.
Yeah, go ahead.
I thought that I would have made it through the last episode or the most recent episode of This Is Us without crying. But that damn Milo Ventimiglia, however you say his name, give that man a fucking Emmy or Golden Globe because
Ventimiglia.
But yeah, This Is Us is really starting to every season I cry at This Is Us, but it just seems like with this final season, they are taking their time and they are really driving the knife in, and all I can do is just cry. So yeah, yeah.
I also went to go see Scream 4.
Oh my
no,
God.
Scream 5. I'm sorry, Scream 5.
Why would you do... Well, you like horror movies.
I love the Scream franchise, and Neve Campbell is a bad bitch. Courtney Cox, formerly Arquette, is a bad bitch.
You know, I forgot she divorced that man.
He was in there too, David Cox, Arquette.
Mm-hmm. Good for her.
They all came and got their coin. Jenny Ortega was in there too.
She was one of the leads. For her.
Going back to the movie theater, like, in a pandemic, it's interesting.
In the pandemonium?
I'm negative, bitch. I think that's it. I didn't watch the Matrix movie because I haven't ever watched any of the Matrix movies.
Absolutely not.
And there's another movie on HBO. I don't know. HBO Max has, like, a good quality of movies need something to watch.
HBO Max is, like, really... If they can just fix that fucking interface...
I still, knock on wood, have never had problems with the interface. I don't know what platform y'all using.
How does it feel to be God's favorite? Like, how does it feel?
I have a Roku plug. I don't know.
Anywho. Happy health.
It's time to move to on that note. You can go ahead and go first.
Okay. I originally, I said whenever Kiki and I recorded again. I was going to talk about my transition. For those who don't know, because it
literally... Ashley is a man, in case you guys didn't know.
You know, I'm here to tell my truth. It's time to tell my
truth. Her name is Asher.
I can no longer live this life. I wanna be free. But no, so like when I originally, or when we were talking about like recording again, I was gonna talk about how in one fell swoop I unexpectedly left the field of higher education and transitioned into a new career. Long and the short of it, I now work in HR as a recruiter, and the career change has been night and day. And I was gonna talk about A, the importance of betting on yourself, B, the importance of having advocates as you go through your journey, and more importantly, C, you know, just what to do when life hands you unexpected blessings. That was the plan. God, I hope I'm gonna get through this without crying. Then yesterday, there was just news. I'm going to, on the rest in peace to Chesley Corinne Crist. Chesley was by far one of the kindest women I have ever met. I constantly talk about how USC, but particularly Black USC, is kind of the cultivation ground for so many great people. Like the amount of public health leaders, people who work in education, medical healthcare professionals, people who are dominating the sports and entertainment industry, amazing lawyers, engineers, creatives, all of that stuff. Such amazing talent and success comes out of Black USC. But especially, we were especially proud of Chesley. Chesley was a student athlete at USC. I lost track of how many championships she won as a track and field athlete. But also, Chesley was our 2019 Miss USA. And the amount of amazing things that she did in her 30 years of life is mind-blowing to me. We don't have time to go over, like, I don't got time to run Chesley's resume because it's that extensive. And I'm not gonna touch on the aspect of how she passed, because anytime we talk about that, people always assume that, oh, well, you know, we talk about checking on people and we talk about being there. And I want y'all to understand sometimes that is just not enough for people. And there is a hopelessness that some people feel that cannot be properly quantified. And it does not matter how many resources are at your disposal and how many supporters you have and how many happy thoughts are sent your way. Sometimes it is too much. And Chesley, oh God, my heart is broken for you. My heart is broken for your parents, your siblings, and for your close friends. But also, Chesley has reminded me of something that I've been kind of thinking about. I've been hearing a lot of talk of like legacy, especially, of course, Black people. But of course, a lot of people think that you have to have children or you have to wait until you get to a certain point in life in order to start establishing your legacy. And I feel like as we all were sharing memories and, you know, lamenting on how wonderful it was to bear witness to all the various achievements that she had, Chesley truly left legacies on top of legacies. Her legacy as a student athlete, her legacy during her career at Wake Forest as a dual degree holder. She had a JD and an MBA from Wake Forest. She was a competitive mock trial participant. She had championships in that. The legacy that she left on the Miss USA and Miss Universe organization, but also the mentorship work she was doing to bridge the gap and to create opportunities for minorities in law, specifically Black women in law. Also her work with prison reform. That is what we talk about when we talk about leaving legacies. That is what that is. You do not have to have children. You do not have to have 80 million zeros in your bank account. You have to have A, the intention to do right by people, the ability to seek to influence and make an impact, and most importantly, just the desire to be kind and compassionate and spread light. That is legacy within itself. Chesley, I pray that you have found the peace that you sought, and most importantly, that you understand this is the rest that you deserve. And I hope you get that. And I hope you find, or I hope you have found that refuge that you are seeking. All of my love and prayers to the Crist family, and also to people who just feel like they don't have the answers to stuff like this. I have my thoughts and prayers are to you too, because it's very hard to go through life thinking that everything's supposed to be so black and white. And moments like this remind you that the shades of gray are infinite. And it's okay to not have all the answers. And yes, rest in peace, Chesley. That is my on that note.
Thank you. That was so well spoken. I'm just going to dedicate my on that note to the fellow Gamecock as well.
Yeah.
Chesley, let's just do a few moments of silence for her.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Rest in peace. I didn't know her personally. But like Ashley said, you left a lot of legacy stacked on legacy. Oh, stacks
on stacks on stacks, racks on racks on racks.
So, you know, just sending, like you just said, thoughts and prayers, but really just sending positive thoughts, refuge, peace, blessings to everyone out there, but especially to my Gamecocks tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we got for y'all. I can be reached. I can be DM'd. I can be commented at. I can be yelled at when I don't get these Ready to Love reviews out on time.
Jesus Christ. At
K-D-A-S-H-D-O-R. D-I-O-R, you guys.
I was like, and D-O-R, also, you changed it?
D-O-R, girl, I changed it. I dropped the I.
Material girl.
Material girl. I also have a Bookstagram.
Get her to 200 followers, y'all.
Get me to 200 followers. I'm going to do a bomb-ass giveaway. My Bookstagram account can be found on IG, and it is Brown Sugar Bookworm. I truly appreciate all the people who have taken the time to correspond with me about books and the love of books and romance and all of that stuff. All of that. Give me all of that shit. Give me all of that. Ash, where can you be found?
Y'all can find me on Instagram and Twitter at AuntieAsh_. I'm doing a lot of ranting and raving right now, but also I'm like disappearing for hours and days at a time too, because
you're like the senile grandparent that shows up and says off the wall shit and then disappears.
Yeah, it's just like, it's very wild. It's a wild time. So follow me on Twitter specifically, if you want to hear more of my accounts as I have transitioned from higher ed into HR, specifically into the field of big law. It has been a journey. So, you know, I have like funny little observations and quirks and quips that I'm sharing. So,
can we just share a moment that both Ash and I are working for the biggest law firms on the planet?
Let me tell y'all something.
Blessings on blessings on blessings.
Let me tell y'all something.
Tell me something, sis.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Price going up.
Let me just tell y'all something about Kiki the Dash doll Dior. Okay. The doll is kicking ass and taking names.
Taking motherfucking names, bitch.
Climbing up the ladder, make them matter. The girl is getting them together one brief at a time.
Sure okay. am.
Okay. Like, she's not to be fucked with. She's not to be fucked with. Don't fuck with her, okay?
All these niggas want to fuck KD.
They do.
And it tracks because my initials are literally KD. But anyway.
You go, girl.
Anyway, like Ash and I said, guys, just stay safe out there. Stay present. My original on that note was going to be to speak with intention. Mm. So once again, I'm just going to relay from both of us, rest in peace to Chesley Chris.
Yes.
And everybody, just take care of yourselves.
Matter of fact, it also costs y'all nothing to A, do right by people, and B, if you do wrong by people, for the love of fucking God, please do not tell people that you did wrong and then be like, look at me.
Miss Mercedes. Miss
Girl.
We'll drag her another time.
Yeah, I'm not gonna drag you today because I'm a little tired. Because I, as a recruiter, actually spent my day working to make sure that all of my students have the opportunity to reach their goals and be compensated for it. So I'm gonna wait, but understand your number. Like I told you on Twitter, come outside, sis. We gonna jump you. We gonna jump you.
And on that note, guys, we will see you guys next time. We love y'all. Thank y'all so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.